This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, November 9th. Well, yesterday was a very quiet day in the cattle space, both lives and feeders, not getting much price action in either direction. After a pretty strong move up on Monday, live cattle got very little follow through to the upside. So, you know, we haven't broken down, but we're having trouble with upside momentum. In feeders, there too, a very quiet day. The market is establishing a converging triangle here and in kind of a narrow trading range and can't get much tighter of a trading range. We're going to have to break out one way or the other. I would imagine we're going to wait for the crop report to get some direction from corn, and that will help set the tone for the feeder cattle market. In the cash trade, we don't see enough numbers traded to establish a market so far this week, but box beef values were higher again, just slightly. Choice was up 39 cents at 265, select up 13 cents at 236, the spread gained 26 cents at 28.89, movement was 151 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 252,000 head, that's down 4,000 from last week, and it's up 8,000 from last year. The feeder cattle index was down 32 cents, we're sitting at 176.59. So not a lot of direction coming from cash, although it's early in the week. Box beef values have gone fairly quiet, but holding their strong price levels. And again, I think crop report will give us some direction, but if the seasonals are any indication, we would continue to work our way higher into early December. I think we'll come back and test the highs that were put in here a few weeks ago. From there, that could turn out to be some longer-term highs. You know, the underlying long-term fundamentals of this market are bullish, but in the short-term direction and intermediate term, you easily could see this market go into more of an extended correction following the normal seasonal patterns. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.